We've been waiting to hear from Federal Environment Minister Tony Burke, but ABC reporter Aaron Park has been listening to him. They're at a fairly remote Aboriginal community near One Arm Point, and Aaron joins us now. G'day to you, Aaron.
G'day, Jeff. And this is certainly a minister that knows how to keep a girl waiting.
I know there were some delays with the plane. Tell us what you've seen and heard this morning.
Right, we've been gathered out here since fairly early this morning at a really picturesque spot near One Arm Point. High tide at the moment, so the water's looking absolutely beautiful. And the minister flew in about half an hour ago and is now, you might be able to hear him behind me, is right now making a speech to the local people gathered, confirming that he will add a large part of the Western Central Kimberley to the National Heritage Register. And right now, I can actually see him signing the documents. So in terms of the process, from what we can gather, this signature that he's doing right now sort of formalises that. So, yep, I definitely can confirm that he's accepted the recommendations of the Heritage Council in full, and that is that 19.2 million hectares of the Kimberley will be added.
Okay, can we talk about some specifics and which areas have been getting that tick of approval?
Absolutely. It is a very large area. I mean, just in sort of layman's terms, if you were to look at a map of the far northern sort of quarter of Western Australia, it is a fairly large area. It covers a strip of the intertidal zone along the Western Dampier Peninsula and then right through the Buccaneer Archipelago sort of area, the Fitzroy Valley, and of course this is all, you know, parts of the Kimberley that are being recognised for not just their aesthetic values, not just for their beauty, but more to do with for their historical value, such as the area in which Dundamara, the Indigenous warrior, lived and died. There's also areas recognised for their ancient rock art. I guess one of the most contentious points with this entire process, though, is whether the ancient fossilised dinosaur footprints are to be recognised. And from what we've been told here, the James Price Point site, where the gas hub is planned, is not being included in the National Heritage Register. So that will come, you know, a keen disappointment for many people who are hoping that this might be one way in which the project could be prevented from going ahead. But what will be included is the intertidal zone. And that precise area, I haven't actually got a map in front of me, but if you picture the tides that come in and out, it's that strip just offshore from the Dampier Peninsula. So precisely how that relates to the precinct site is not exactly clear, but that's certainly something that we'll be looking at in detail.
No, and I think everyone will want to hear from Tony Burke on that subject because, as you say, there's an acknowledgement. The area of the West Kimberley that's got outstanding heritage value inscribed on the National Heritage List includes dinosaur footprints on the west coast of the Dampier Peninsula, which are a remarkable remnant of past life in the region. What we don't yet know is the responsibility that Woodside might have as it builds its James Price Point project. So we'll endeavour to find out a little bit more from Tony Burke as the opportunity arrives.
Absolutely. In the next half an hour, we'll have an opportunity to actually interview him, put these questions to him specifically. So hopefully we can have an update through very soon, a bit later in the morning.
Aaron Park, thank you very much for that. Aaron Park
Thanks,
has
Jeff.
Been near One Arm Point.